This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. Well, hello again. This is Reverend Joseph E. Caesar coming to you on BBS Radio in Wilmington, Delaware, bringing you the good news of salvation. Today, I want to talk to you from the book of the Gospel of John, chapter 3, beginning from verse 1. And the topic would be, ye must be born again. Some things have to die. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you does except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, Nicodemus, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man had ascended up to heaven, But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And so after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in the Aenon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. And so John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves hear me, bear me witness, that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. and what he had seen and heard, that he testified that no man receiveth his testimony. He that receiveth his testimony had set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God had sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hands. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus had made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman out of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw from or to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drink thereof himself and his children and the cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall not be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Let me read that one more time for you. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come again, come to me. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he who thou now hast is not thy husband. In that said thou truly, you speak the truth. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and they say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what ye know, what ye worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee are he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, Come see a man, come quickly. See this man which told me all things that ever I did, all things. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. And in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore, said the disciples one to another, Hath any brought him out to eat? Is anyone took him out to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are ye 4 months, and there cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to be harvest. And he that reapeth, receive it wages, and gather it fruit unto life eternal, that both he that sow it and he that reap it may rejoice together. And therein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon he bestoweth no labor, other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me that all that ever I did, he told me whatever all I did. It says, let me draw a little reference here on the bottom line. If you believe Jesus Christ was only a good person and that you can get to God through many different ways, you haven't truly made him Lord of your life. Jesus is either Lord of all or he isn't Lord at all. You can't receive salvation which comes only through him. If you aren't willing to bow your knee and acknowledge him as God and supreme ruler, either Jesus Christ is your Savior and Lord, or he is not. It's just that very simple. All people are born into this world separated from God. In Psalms 51 verse 5 said so. Adam and Eve died spiritually when they sinned, even though they didn't die physically right away. Their spirit was separated from God and fell under the control of Satan. In Genesis chapter 3, every person born into the earth since then has had this inherent sin nature. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. In Romans 5:12. However, sin isn't imputed until you reach the age of accountability. This means you aren't held responsible for your sin until you're old enough to intentionally violate God's law. In Romans chapter 7 verse 9, see it there. This age varies from person to person, but you need to be born again as soon as possible once you reach it. A natural birth brought you into this world, but a spiritual birth is required to enter God's kingdom. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Can he? Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Nicodemus, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot and will not enter into the kingdom of God." And see that in John chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. When you are born again, you pass from death to life. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but it passeth from death unto life." John chapter 5, verse 24. At salvation, the sin nature you were born with dies and is replaced with a brand new righteous nature. You're no longer a sinner, but a righteous in Christ. Never again. God answered, God's standard of goodness is his own glory. We might have looked good compared to other sinners, but no one is holy compared to Jesus, according to Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All. None is excluded. And who wants to be the best sinner who ever went to hell? We all need a Savior. God declared everyone a sinner, but he loved us and wanted to redeem us. And in doing so, he could declare everyone righteous who has separated and accepted Jesus by faith, regardless of how bad we were. We instantly became righteous through receiving Jesus Christ. Born again Christians know they don't deserve salvation. No, we don't. Based on our own merit, it's only because they put faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross. All other religions try to approach God based on their personal holiness. What they do not know, Christians approach God based on a firm heart belief in what he did for us. All of your sins were forgiven, past, present, and future. The moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you are now eternally redeemed and have an eternal inheritance. In Hebrews 9:10, in your spirit, you become sanctified and perfected in God's sight forever. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. Sin will never be imputed to you, credited to your account again. Never. Never. So I pray to you that When you're choosing, choose life. For even you are completely forgiven. It matters how you live. You have an enemy who is committed to your destruction. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The choices you make determine whether you experience life or death. Knowing not that to whom he yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Yield to sin, and you're yielding unto the one whose revealed purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. Your sin gives the devil a foothold in your life, and he'll take full advantage of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come to an end. I pray that you choose life today. Choose life today. Don't give the devil a crevice. He will drive a wedge through it and take full advantage of your life. In the name of Jesus. My friend, may the Spirit of the Lord dwell with you. May the Spirit of Almighty God guide you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.